guess you can use baking powder too, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Well, that's for cakes, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was making, some of it called for a little package of yeast.
Okay. And Fran offered me a Coke.
Yes.
Is that, would that be your generic term for carbonated beverage? Or would you?
Not necessarily. We refer to the carbonated beverages by whatever type it is.
Huh.
When I think of Coke, I think of Coca-Cola. I don't think of Pepsi-Cola or RC-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
But the cola, of course, is a generic term. When it comes to the other drinks, Slice or 7-Up, I usually refer to them by brand name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. An unlicensed alcohol drink that the hillbillies would make?
White Lightning.
Yeah, that's good.
And you like that?
Yeah.
And could, there are a number of other terms for probably now. I'm sorry, I'll think of it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of terms for that.
Yeah.
Something baked that you bring to a party as a main dish.
As a main dish? Baked? Well, I can think of several things. We make a sweet potato casserole. Fran makes a... eggplant casserole,
mm-hmm.
Scalloped potatoes, I guess there are myriad things.
Have you ever heard a casserole called a covered dish?
Well, they have covered dish suppers where you, yeah, certainly, yes, that's a
yeah.
term I'm familiar with. They have it up at church.
Yeah, it seems to be like, in this part of the country at least, covered dish refers to the actual supper rather than the item. Even though,
well, I refer to it a covered dish supper when people are invited for that, but everybody brings whatever they do best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you grill outside, what do you usually call that? You would invite people over for a...
Well, not necessarily a barbecue, because a barbecue is specific meat as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what does barbecue mean then to you?
To me, it means a smoked product.
Hmm. So it's actually like a beef brisket?
It could be a beef brisket, it could be all sorts of
could it be a
meat
steak?
Cuts. No, I don't consider steak as barbecue. But, barbecue is something that's cooked slowly over a wood fire for mm-hmm. some length of time, and it has
okay.
a wood flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people say, come on, let's have a barbecue,
yeah.
and they do hot dogs and
yeah.
hamburgers, and that's not a barbecue.
Okay.
I grill outside in my house.
Okay. And in the morning, you might brew some.
Well, I usually do coffee, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things that you can make with coffee as an ingredient?
Well, I'm not much of a cook. I'm not really sure about
Well, food. That's okay. You don't have to answer that one.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I guess there's a lot of things you can make with coffee. I can't think of anything that other maybe coffee ice cream is a flavor in, but...
Okay. That's what everybody says, ice cream. That's the first thing everybody says is ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Tell me what else you make with coffee, just out of curiosity.
Well, coffee cake?
Not with coffee. You don't make it out of coffee. Come on. Where'd you get that?
You can.
Well, I suppose you could. I've had coffee cake, and I love it. It's great,
well,
but it's not made with coffee.
I heard a story. Evidently, you can make coffee cake using the coffee liquid. You like mix the liquid into.
Oh, I suppose
into,
you
okay.
could, yeah.
But I heard a story where one woman tried to make it with the coffee grounds.
That would be a challenge.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.